Hello, hello. Welcome back or welcome to my Monday mood. Hope you guys are doing great. It's been a little minute since I've been on the mic, and that's just because life has honestly been so busy lately. As we know, the holiday madness has been a little crazy between work obligations, family, events, all of that. Not to mention, I also got a new dog who has been filling up a lot of my time and attention, but he's the light of my life. His name's Randy. We're actually fostering him right now, but totally fell in love with him and we're gonna end up adopting him. So Randy has been taking up a lot of my time, work, all of the things, and I thought this topic for this week's episode is very on point for me and hopefully for you, which is the importance of slowing down. The holidays are here in full swing, and if you're like me, the holidays can feel like a very stressful time for a variety of reasons, especially if you're not filling up your own cup. So this episode felt very fitting for the season we are all in right now, and I wanted to share my two cents on the importance of slowing down, especially when life may feel a little more stressful. Holidays or not, the importance of slowing down should be a priority all year long. If you're reaching work deadlines, trying to show up for family and friends, feeling financial pressures, giving everyone else your energy, and putting yourself in last place, you're not going to feel great. And I say that because I've been in that position many times before, and although these are all quote unquote good things to be stressed out about, you know, like being able to show up for people that you love or being able to provide financially for yourself, like these can be good things to be stressed out about, but also you need to be a priority in your life, your mental well-being, so that you don't run yourself into the ground. So how are you going to appreciate the holidays and life as a whole if you are expending your energy on everything besides yourself? Being able to slow down during stressful times is truly an act of self-love. And slowing down does not have to be having a full day of bed rotting. I mean, unless that's what you need. That was me yesterday, which was Sunday. I have honestly had such a long week with just life, all the things, and I felt so run down, so just like, oh my gosh, I just need to like sit in bed for a long time. Physically, I was drained. Mentally, I was drained. I was just like, I know that this is what I need right now, and there's no shame in that. If that's what my body needed and my mind needed, that's what I'm going to give it so that I can give this next week everything that I have. Slowing down can literally just be 5 minutes out of your day to ground yourself, just having that dedicated time for yourself and yourself only. The holiday time can disrupt your routines. You might not be getting your full 7 to 8 hours of sleep. You're probably eating more sweets. Your body and your mind just might be feeling a little bit out of whack, because I think it's very normal to not be in your full routine during the holidays or when life may be more stressful. And while that may feel stressful, it doesn't have to feel that way forever as long as you're showing up for yourself in other ways. My sleep is my everything. Anyone who knows me knows that. And I know that if I get less than 6 hours of sleep, which, I mean, ideally 8 hours of sleep per night, I'm in the best mood. I am able to show up for others. Like, that is ideal. But again, if I get less than six, I cannot show up for people in a way that feels good for me or them. So with that said, that sometimes means saying no to things if I know my own cup needs to be filled. You are the one that knows what you need, and I understand saying no can be hard, especially if you're a people pleaser like me. It's extremely hard to let people down in a way. But you really can't show up for others if you're constantly saying yes to everything, and in turn, you run yourself into the ground. So I'm just sharing this episode as a small reminder that it's okay to slow down, it's okay to breathe. I feel like that's what the holiday should be for, is slowing down, spending quality time with family and friends, and having dedicated time to yourself to reflect on what went right or wrong this past year and also being able to set goals for the new year. I love a little reset. I love just having zero plans when I've been just go, 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 so that I can truly just give myself that time to recoup, realign, reassess what I want my next year to look like, etc. So with that said, I'm going to give you guys some practical ways to slow down in case you want some inspiration. Like I said, slowing down can take as little as 5 minutes per day. I think that's definitely the bare minimum we should all be giving ourselves each day. I encourage you to really focus on one or two of these ways this week to slow down and give yourself that extra self-care because you truly deserve it. All right, number one, start the day slowly and intentionally. Instead of scrolling on your phone and inviting the world into your morning, try to dedicate 5 to 10 minutes each morning to do some mindful activities like journaling, meditation, or literally just making your coffee and sitting in silence if that's what you need. Number two is eat slower. Not only does eating slowly help with digestion, but just being able to chew slower and really savor and be present with your meal is so underrated and is such a good act of mindfulness. I notice that whenever I'm eating fast and rushing, I didn't even feel like I enjoyed what I was eating because I was focusing on everything beside my food, and the food felt more like a chore rather than something I should enjoy. In school, it was called a lunch break. In school or work, it's called a lunch break for a reason, because we literally need a break from everything else to focus on our food. Number three, embrace monotasking. When you're multitasking and rapidly switching between each task, that creates more stress in the brain, or at least it does in my experience. I've found that focusing on one task at a time has helped my stress levels, and it just feels like I'm actually getting more done because I'm not juggling multiple things at once. I understand some people might thrive with multitasking, but I encourage you to try monotasking and see if you feel less stress. Number four, disconnect from your phone. Whether you're at dinner or an hour before bedtime, try to fill that time with more intentional activities like reading before bed or having meaningful conversations with others at the dinner table. What I'm about to share is not an ad, I promise, but having a brick has been so helpful for that. If you do not know what a brick is, it basically forces you to lock yourself out of your favorite apps, which is crazy to say out loud because why am I so addicted to my phone that I have to buy a device to force myself to not check Instagram and TikTok? That's insane, but that's my truth and that's my reality. So just creating that time and space away from your phone so that you can really slow down and focus on the things that matter is very beneficial. Number five, last one, take short breaks. You do not need to be all gas, no breaks all the time. That is not a sustainable way of living. We all need breaks and rest, especially if you have a high stress job or you're in an environment that requires a lot out of you. It's essential that you take breaks throughout the day. That could be a 10 short minute walk outside in the mornings or in the middle of the day to reset and reflect on how you're feeling. Your future self will thank you for taking those little breaks each day. Whenever I slow down, my creativity skyrockets, I'm able to be more present in my everyday decisions, and I'm able to be a better friend, a better partner. Life just honestly feels more fulfilling because I feel more present when I slow down. Honestly, last week I kind of ran myself into the ground, which is why I needed just a full day of no movement on Sunday to just literally chill, rest, and give my body what it needed. Sometimes we learn that the hard way, and our body literally forces us to rest because that's what it needs, that's what it craves. And I feel like, especially in today's culture, we have that hustle mentality, all grind, you know, it's not all about the hustle. It's being able to find your balance of that, and everyone's balance looks different. But I know for me, if I continue going and not giving myself that slowness that I need, my body is going to pay for it. So I know the holidays can be a stressful time, but just remember that this time is also about being slow and resetting, realigning all the things. Integrating slowness is not just about doing less, it's about adding intentionality and mindfulness to everyday activities. You can still have a busy schedule and a busy life, but adding some slowness into that lifestyle will create more of a healthy balance. So, again, if you've been feeling the weight of the holiday season and just the busyness of life in general, I encourage you to find your version of slowness and really prioritize that as much as you can. Thank you guys for listening. I hope this episode gave you some much needed reminders like it did for me, which is why I felt called to share this with you. And I appreciate you all being here. I hope you have an amazing Christmas. I know the holidays can be really hard for some people. Transparently, this is a very hard time for me, especially with the loss of my dad this past year. It's my first Christmas without him. So going through each day as best as I can and choosing to live for him. But if you're going through a rough time, I see you, I hear you, and just sending you all the biggest hug, and I hope you all have a great Christmas, and I will see you in another episode very soon.